Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Detroit begin their season coming up shortly, and single game tickets for home games in April will go on sale tomorrow. That's this Thursday, tomorrow, 10 a.m. To buy your tickets, visit Tigers.com. Opening day on the hill for the Tigers going up against the Cleveland Indians will be Matthew Boyd, and he joins us now. How you doing, Matthew?
Hey, guys, I'm good. Thank you for having me on. How you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good. Yeah. By the way, now that Stafford's gone, you're the longest tenured Matthew in sports in Detroit, I believe.
I don't know. Maybe there was only two of us. So I guess it's an honor to have that one. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, before we start talking baseball, your alma mater out of nowhere, the Beavers, right, in the Sweet 16. Yeah. If you had that in your bracket, you're probably winning the thing, huh?
I know. I mean, I was a little ambitious with it. Definitely want to pull for the home team, but it's awesome. You know, it's kind of cool. I saw my last year there was Wayne Tinkle's first year, that the coach there, and just seeing him continue to get better and better, you know, just kind of change that culture, turn it around, and I'm just happy for him. See the fruits, you know, get that Pac-12 title in the tournament, which was huge. Pac-12 is not an easy league, you know. It's pretty balanced, and you know, now to do what they do, it's awesome.
Yeah, because we always thought it was a baseball school.
Yeah, did you pick him in the first round?
I did. And, you know, I picked him in the second too. And you know, I'm grateful that they're going good. I got to leave my picks at that point. You know, I don't want to say I'm not pulling for it, but you know, they got a good matchup in Loyola here, so it's going to be fun to watch. I'll be tuning in on Saturday.
How's spring training going for you? I'm looking in statistically. You know, the ERA's down. Everything looks pretty good.
Yeah, no, it's been going good. You know, I guess when I came into spring, my goals were to come out here, attack every single rep, get to the mechanics that I know that will bring me success, to get this to the point that we'll repeat them, stay through my fastball, and if I can stay through my fastball, all my other off speed will follow suit. So that's the goal, continue to get better at that every single day. It's been awesome. It's been awesome working with AJ, awesome working with Chris. We have a really, really talented team, a lot of hungry guys, a very underrated team. And we're excited to you know, make the most out of this last week and then get north in front of the best fans of baseball.
But you mentioned the new pitching coach, Chris Federer, coming over from Michigan. What's he brought to the staff, and what's he brought to the pitching staff in terms of just his perspective and his coaching?
He's brought a lot. It's you know, Chris is younger, but his background between working with the Dodgers front office, playing professional baseball, coaching professional baseball, being in the Dodgers front office as advanced as they are, and then going over on the player development side even and coaching in Michigan, you know, developing players there. So he has the understanding of analytics. He understands how to coach. I don't think we could have a more well-rounded guy leading our staff. And I've learned so much from him already in my month and a half here, not to mention over the off season, breaking down data, just in breaking down video, together, and to have someone that can blend, understand what the analytics are, and then also at the same time understand the core foundation of pitching and have the blending of the two approaches to just be, you know, meet each guy where they're at is really, really special. And I know that I speak for the whole staff and that we're enjoying it, and he's making us all better.
So explain to us laymen how analytics works for pitches. Like, do you I mean, the catcher calls the pitches. I mean, you know beforehand that analytically this particular batter likes this particular pitch on the outside or the inside, up, down, because to most of us it's just see glove, throw ball to where glove is.
And that's it, right? That's the game. That's what my goal is when I get on the mound, it's exactly what you're saying right there. See the glove and attack. But leading up to it, there's that two prongs of it. There's the side that you said of understanding, okay, here's the analytics of the pitch. Here's the data of how this hitter hits based on his swing path. Here's my pitch based on its metrics and where I have success in the zone, overlaying those. Where do my strengths play to him? Attacking my strengths and his weaknesses in that. And then on the other side of it is the player development, the side where in the bullpen, understanding, okay, you know what, if my pitch is spinning at this kind of angle, like on a clock, you think about a clock, and like, let's say my fastball is back spinning at like 11 o'clock. Well, it's going to maximize the amount of rise that my pitch is going to have. So understanding that, hey, when I'm right, this is what my pitch does, and this is how I can get swings up in the zone. I consequently, you know, take last year, for example, I wasn't able to stay in my foundation as well. So I was collapsing on the backside. Well, that caused my spin axis to go from 11 to 10-15, which doesn't seem that big of a difference on a clock in terms of how it's rotating, but it also changes the movement profile of the pitch. So maybe I won't be able to get as many swings up in the zone with that. So he understands that, to use that as a coaching tool to speed up the wheel, speed up the learning curve, if you will, and then go forward and help make us better in each circumstance. So it's something, you know, it's really fascinating. It's really cool. And it's, he's been a huge help. And I'm so thankful for it.
How do you take all of that information
and
from pitch to pitch, process it, and still be able to execute?
Well, that's where we lean on him, right? Because it's a lot. You can have that paralysis by analysis. And if you're going too deep into that, you're getting away from, you know what, my 100% of my focus needs to be 60 feet, 6 inches ahead of me, and I need to attack the glove. You know what I mean? That guy in the box really is just a faceless, nameless hitter. I'm attacking the glove. And now I know that I've got that resource behind me that if I ever do get out of that, either mechanically or whatnot, I know that I'm going to have that voice in my ear that I can actually let go and give that to him and say, okay, he's going to tell me when I'm off. And then once I did that, I can make that necessary adjustment with his help and, you know, my own knowledge, and then get back on the rubber and attack. And it's a balance, right? But that's that trust, is working with each other. And it's, he does a great job of, you know, compartmentalizing that for us.
Matthew Boyd joins us on the Stoney and Jansen show. This stuff is fascinating. But the bottom line is, as you know, we're not hiding from it. You have to give up less home runs, leading the league in home runs allowed the last two seasons. How much is that talked about in your mind off season, even with the new pitching coach?
Well, you know, I can't control what the hitter does at the box. All I can control is where I'm going to throw the ball and my approach in that. So you have to dive into why the home runs happen. And when you go into that, it's like, okay, how many times are they hitting my pitch? How many times are they hitting a pitch that isn't executed? How many times are they hitting a pitch that I'm not throwing the correct way? So it's understanding those things and getting into those little microcosms. Because if I'm going to chase the result, that's a slippery slope. I could give up no home runs and I could end up walking seven guys a game, right?
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? It's that fine balance of saying, okay, solo shots don't hurt me, but when I allow damage and they can put one swing of the bat and put three runs on the board, that's where it hurts me. So it's understanding, okay, is this pitch executed correctly? Or is the pitch executed, or was it not executed correctly? Is it the wrong pitch? So it's going through those things and each individual circumstances things, but a lot of it has to come down to purely execution. Am I throwing the pitch where I want to? And it happened that, you know what, a lot of the times when I didn't, it got hit out of the park. So is my margin for error smaller? It might be. At the same time, I just need to know what I do, get back to that, and actually execute the pitch that I want to throw.
Matthew, you're going to be the starter on April 1 to start this season off. Second year in a row. When A.J. Hinch told you, did he sit you down and talk to you about the responsibility and all the things that it entails? Or did he just say, hey, Matthew, you're up April 1?
He sat me down in his office and he laid out the rest of the spring for me and then kind of said, and that lines you up for April 1st on opening day. And he kind of said it nonchalantly and cracked a smile. And I was just, it's just such an honor. I'm so thankful for it. I think I speak for it myself. I speak for the guys on the team when I'm saying it's just going to be a special day on April 1st when we get out there and we get to play in front of our fans. You know, Detroit Tiger baseball is so entrenched in Michigan, in its history, in people's just, you know, families, that it's something that deserves to be shared. And we didn't get to share that in the park with anybody last year. So we're going to go out there, and we're just excited to get out there in front of, even if it's just 8,000-plus fans, we're going to go out there and give the best product we got. We're going to go give attack every single pitch and not give up an out, not give up a run, not give up a pitch, and just go out there and go out and give it all we got. And I think, you know, that's an honor that we're all thankful for. That's an honor I don't take lightly, and we're excited to do it.
Obviously, you guys are picked the bottom of the division again. Is there something that can give Tiger fans the hope that, you know what, this is not a team that's going to be competing for the number one draft choice again? We're going to, this is the year we start to really turn things around.
I think the proof is in the pudding. You look at the construction of our roster, and you look at the success that guys have had in the past. You look at the success that guys are continuing to have, right? It may not be reflected in a stat line. It may not be reflected in that ERA, but there's a lot of other things that are going in the right direction that if one little thing happens, it's going to be really, really special. I think you look at the guys that are coming up in our rotation. You look at Tarek Skubal, Casey Mize. You look at the potential they have and the growth that they've had. It's easy to get caught up in an ERA in spring training or a certain outing in spring training, but you look at the growth they've had since last year and how they go about their business, and that's really exciting. You look at Spencer Turnbull, the strides that he's made over the last few years and his stuff. That's really exciting. Look at Candelario and the at-bats that he's been putting together over the course of the last year and a half. That's really, really exciting. You look at Willie Castro. You look at the guys that are behind them. And you look at the guys that are also didn't have success last year, and they've grown their game. They've used that success or not used that the tough times last year to better their game this year. And that's when you're going to start to see these little dividends grow. And you know what? The margin between a championship team and where we are, I don't believe is that big. A lot of things can go a different way. So we're excited to get out there and play it one game at a time. And when the dust settles, you know, at the end of September, we'll see where we stand. And I like our team. I like our coaching staff. And we're just ready to go do it.
Well, I know Tiger fans love to hear that optimism. Matthew, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. And good luck this season. And we'll see you when you guys come back up north.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, sounds good. We'll see you later.
All right, we appreciate it. Matthew Boyd, don't forget, single game tickets for home games in April will go on sale this Thursday at 10 a.m. Visit Tigers.com for more information.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.